Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today what I'd like to talk to you all about is some Brisbane properties have increased by 25% in land valuation. Before I get into this topic, just a disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Make sure you get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So I want to talk about this particular topic about land valuations as I receive the forms in the mail for properties that I have owned for the last 3, 4, and 5 years and come through to actually see that the valuer general who assesses what property values are worth on a land-only basis have actually indicated that there's been some significant rises in the land prices of properties that I own. And there's a lot of people that have been skeptical about Brisbane or Southeast Queensland properties in the last little while because they haven't seen the growth that they've said that has been expected in the marketplace. But in some areas, property has outperformed in other and then in other areas. So we really need to keep a close eye on what's happening and what are the real big drivers for growth in property markets, even within a city. So we've got to understand some of the fundamentals about what's happening in the marketplace. We're going to understand what consumer sentiment and behavior is going to be. We've got to understand quite a number of things in terms of evaluating where our next purchase is going to be. And I guess there's been some negativity around the Southeast Queensland market, but this really comes to the forefront of saying there has been increases in the past couple of years in some of those areas that are on the outskirts of Brisbane. So typically those areas that we've been buying from in regards to that radius from the Brisbane CBD of 20 to 35 Ks, we've seen some growth happen in those land values and in a lot of the properties that we've been purchasing. So you're not gonna get every single one right. And I guess that's why you're building a property portfolio. So the more assets that you do have, chances are that if you're buying well in the first place in terms of that instant equity, looking to ways to manufacture growth through a renovation or development, that you can find ways to, as a property portfolio in whole, to see that growth in future. Some are going to definitely outperform others. So that is a simple fact of some properties just are well sought after areas, but you don't really know. No one really has the crystal ball to say that what is really going to happen. It is just a factor of, some decisions are going to be made where you're going to go really well and others maybe not so well. But if you are above average in what's going on, you will be assured that your property portfolio is going to grow over time. And it's about being a little bit patient with it. Now, in Brisbane, we've probably had to be a little bit patient more than what has been seen in Sydney with the 70% growth in between 2012 and 2017. But if you go back to 2008, 9, 10, where things weren't going so well, people were the savvy investors were getting in the market at that stage, but it didn't really kick off until the end of 2012. So that's where the prices really started to escalate in a big way. But so if you got in a little bit earlier, yes, you've had the bright price growth until 2017, but you're probably slightly early in the market. But it might have been an opportunity for those people in 2010, 2011 to actually pick up some bargains in the market when other people weren't investing. So I want to highlight some of the key points that we are seeing in terms of what is happening in Brisbane to actually allow for these land valuers, the valuer general, to go out there and see that 25% increase in property land values through the marketplace. My first point in case is, the infrastructure spending that's being organized in Brisbane, and obviously in Sydney and Melbourne, there's an extensive amount of infrastructure spending going on there as well. But I guess on a per capita basis, it seems to be there is a lot more of that spending going on and centered around a majority of it around that Brisbane area to bring up that as a capital city. A lot going on at the airport, the international port there, and the inland rail line that's really going to service the Sydney and Melbourne markets in terms of product coming in from Asia. And there's a lot of happening on roads and transportation. So a lot is happening in that regards, and we're really liking what the governments are doing in terms of the state and federal governments in regards to spending in that in those areas. My second point is in regards to interstate migration. I guess with all the jobs that are being created through public and private investment, then we're seeing that interstate migration is happening. So about 20,000 people came into the Southeast Queensland area last year in NetWise. So there's 20,000 more people that came in than actually left that area in 2018. Basically on the reverse, the Sydney area had around about 20,000 people that left, gone all around the country. I guess a majority of them have gone to Southeast Queensland area as well. So we do need to be mindful in the state of prices have increased significantly in Sydney. And, you know, if you compare apples to apples in terms of properties that you can buy in Brisbane compared to Sydney, you're probably looking at a half 50% discount on, you know, comparable types of properties in comparable areas. The third point I'd like to make is in terms of saying all these things, that they actually all combine together, but affordability is really the big driver in terms of, and they sort of work interacting with each other, the infrastructure spending, the interstate migration, and the affordability. Without one, you may not have the other. So, and this is really driving together to see that increase in land values and see those increases in property prices. So affordability is really significant. And like I said, you can buy property at half the price of something comparable in the Sydney market. And this is where people are realizing I can be in an area that is half the price or paying half the rent and get a job that is maybe comparable in wages or maybe slightly lower. And I think the average is about 10 or 15% lower in wages from Sydney to Brisbane, but the property prices are 50% lower from Sydney compared to Brisbane. And affordability is a major factor with a lot of people. And it's something like 45 to 50% of people live from paycheck to paycheck. So affordability is a massive driver in terms of seeing where people live and where they're actually going to be employed and various things like that. So it's a big consideration to put in mind when it comes to your investing. And I think all these drivers that really bring together and see us that increase in growth in our property investment portfolios on the back of these fundamental thoughts and research that's been conducted to really give us a strong standpoint that Brisbane property is growing and we foresee that it will continue to grow. So a big factor, so some great increases in the past 2 years on Brisbane property valuations. And I've seen my properties personally grow up to 25% in land valuations. So that is only going to move forward and continue to see growth in the actual price of the land and house prices in future when more and more people get to realize that it is a viable investment in terms of growth, but also in terms of the cash flow that you're generating from some of these investments. So you're looking on upwards of 5.5%, 6%, 7%, 8% on some of these properties that we're purchasing. And you're in a situation in Sydney where people are getting 1 or 2 or maybe maxed out at 3% on their return on the rental yields that they're able to achieve from investment properties. So it's a big significant factor for some people. If you're an investor in the market and you've got a Sydney property yielding 2 or 3%, and you know, you're in a massive negative situation, most likely if you've got an 80 or 90% loan on that particular property. So it is a questionable thought that people want to be in terms of their own property portfolio and thinking about, are they able to hold that now? Or are they able to hold that in future if interest rates go up, or there's more downturn in the Sydney property market? That all needs to be considered. And the best thing you want to do is plan for the future. What is, if something does happen, when do you need to get out? And these sort of processes often take three months or so. So if you can gear yourself up now and you might have a property that you might be considering to sell, then maybe you might be in a position to start talking to agents, get all that prepared, because when you're ready to go, then you can sign on the dotted line, get everything running, have all the information in ready to sell and get a buyer as soon as possible. And maybe you work on an off-market basis until you're ready to go. So there's a lot of different options. You really want to get talking to other people that are in the industry and experts who, I guess, like me, are in property each and every day. You want to be in consideration if you're selling your property, who you're talking to. Are you talking to real estate agents who are just thinking about the sale, or they're actually in thinking about what's going to be in your best interest? So, or you just want to think about these various things when it comes to your own portfolio as it sits now and your own investing in future, and think about these things when it comes to the Brisbane property market. Maybe you don't live in that Brisbane area, you're not familiar with that and how things work up there. And I wasn't at first before I started investing there as well, but there's a lot of information available and what we can provide in and examples and our experience that can really help people to know it a little bit more, start to realize the benefits of investing there, and look forward to doing some work or investing up there in future. So have the discussion, have those conversations, and if you want to have a chat with me about what's going on with your own investing portfolio, do give me a call on 0400 332 377. Look forward to talking to you all soon, and thanks for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.